uniforms as well, with the white uniforms with the black leggings and the red logos on the front and back. So Roscoe Rafter, the mascot, Roscoe P. Rafter, just having a word and looking down there with our MC, on-field MC Jackie, and he's looking to have the rally towels given out today here at Winterfield. The first 500 fans get the Aspirus rally towel. It says Rafters, sponsored by Aspirus, and it's really cool. You come down here to Winterfield and go get yourself one of the rally towels, because the Rafters need it. They need to sweep the Chinooks, and yesterday they certainly had their afternoon where they were able to take down what just was unbelievable. And they played decent baseball yesterday, you know, don't get me wrong, but I mean, the big reason why they won that game was, you have to look at, obviously, at Jack Gervich, 5 home runs, 5 RBIs. He drove in 5 of the 7 runs. So, I mean, that right there was a one-man wrecking show. Jack Basir also played well yesterday as well. But you have to look at a guy, it was Gervich, was the guy. But a guy, too, has not been the guy so far is Brendan Bobo. He's 0 for 12 right now. He hasn't had a hit yet since his first 3 games, so he hasn't. Coming in right now, he's looking to get just his first hit and get under his feet, because it's really been a slow start, and it's been disappointing. You know, you look at it, like, a guy last year was the team MVP, batted the 298, led the league in home runs with 17, and now coming here, and he's only had, well, no hits. He's been intentionally walked, so he's looking to kind of get going and try to start to find his rhythm, because it's really been a slow start, and it's been a disappointing start. I think everybody here in Wisconsin Rapids knows that, because Brendan Bobo is a guy that is very well known around the area, and you look at him, you're like, okay, well, he hasn't got a hit yet in the first 3 games. When is that going to come? So the Chinooks and the Rafters about 4 minutes away, as Lakeshore on the blue, on the right field line right now, getting ready for the national anthem, as Hogan Alixo, his dad, is actually pitching out the first pitch. So he's coming set, and I know the catcher is very proud, as throws one way upstairs and throws one to his son. That's a great father-son moment here on Father's Day. And the national anthem coming up here very shortly, so I'm going to take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. First pitch lineups coming up next. Stay with us on your home for Rafters Baseball.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to wroinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
back inside Witterfield and, well, just about moments away here from the first pitch. As Ryan Kaiser getting warm on the mound. The product out of the University of San Diego. He appeared in 12 games with them this season. 28 in the third innings pitch. He had 37 hits, allowing 19 runs, but acquiring 24 strikeouts and a 6.04 ERA. So Kaiser right now has an 0-1 record. And lost to Wausau back on June the 11th. So looking to get his first win. He hasn't started in a game yet. He picked up that loss because he pitched well the most innings and they decided to award the loss to him. So six innings pitched, allowing three hits, a run, and five strikeouts. He's the right-hander wearing number 38 for the Rafters. So getting warm here on a cloudy, windy afternoon, 81 degrees here in Wisconsin Rapids. Went to Valencia High School from Valencia, California, where he was the team captain for the team for his junior and senior year. Before he redshirted, went to the University of Arizona before eventually coming to San Diego and returning back to where he's from. So stepping into the box is Grant Ross. And Grant Ross, a guy yesterday who was unbelievable. 2-for-4. He was walked once and did not strike out. So Ross batting a .429. Three hits out of Pewaukee, Wisconsin, and the Madison College product. The rising redshirt sophomore will step in. So Kaiser will come set and serve on the outside. Way low for a ball. So Kaiser on the mound. Haligso behind home plate. Jack Basir at first. Taylor at second. Jorge Degatti at third. And James Castagnola at shortstop. Swing and a miss on tips in the glove of Haligso for a strike. 1-1. Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product from Colts Neck, New Jersey in left field. Nolan Sailors, the Creighton product in center. And Brendan Bobo in right field. The 1-1. Swing and a drive that drops into shallow center. And that leads things off. Once again, Grant Ross continuing his impressive game from last game. And now coming into this one, he leads off with a single. So just like yesterday where Ross got a hit and drove a ball into right field, this time he does it up the middle. So Ross on first, and this will bring up Drew Townsend. Townsend, the right fielder, out of Missouri State, Kansas City, Missouri native. He's batting a .235. Kaiser checks over to first at Basir. And sliding back in time was Ross. Ryan Kaiser sets and serves and delivers down low and away for a ball. Townsend's had three RBIs, five runs as well. Ross, the big leadoff at first. Kaiser. Pickoff attempt over at first, and once again, Basir late to the tag. But Ross is on top of it. So at first, Kaiser kicks, winds, and delivers, swing and a miss on the outside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Townsend batting a .235. Eight hits on the season. Slotted in at left field. And now right field today as the 1-1 comes across the plate for a strike, 1-2. So there's a chance of thunderstorms in the forecast between 5 and 9 p.m. So we hope those hold off as a 4-5 start. And as the 1-2 comes up and away for ball number two. The count says deuces. Grant Ross at first. Two balls, two strikes. A leadoff single from the trustworthy leadoff hitter out of Madison College. The 2-2 way outside for ball number three. So the count runs full. Nobody down. Ross leads off at first. The 3-2 outside for ball number four. And that takes Townsend to first, moving Ross to second. And two runners on, nobody down here in the top of the first. And Avery Owusu-Asedu is due up. Batting a 167, a guy that went 1-for-4 yesterday. Had that two-run RBI and was struck out. So drove in two runs on an important hit where he dinged one in the left field. Two runners on for the Chinooks. They're threatening early. That ball foul backside. 0-1. Owusu-Asedu out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. He's had two hits this season. And the two RBIs, his only two RBIs, came yesterday. Kaiser glances at second, serves the 0-1 way down low for a ball, 1-1. Townsend at first, Grant Ross at second. The count runs at one apiece. Kaiser sets and fires and just can't find the strike zone. Two balls and a strike. The guy that's had five strikeouts in six innings of work so far this season has not been able to record one as of now. Townsend, the big leadoff at first. Ross at second. And the 2-1 comes up and away for ball number three. So Ryan Kaiser on the verge of walking another batter and putting the bases juiced. Kaiser likes the pitch. Comes set. Kicks, winds, and fires the 3-1. Backside pulled away. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. Chinooks have a hit, and that belongs to the shortstop, Grant Ross. Two runners on. The count runs full. Kaiser sets the payoff. Up and away, out for strike number three. Owusu-Asedu smiling back at the umpire, and he can't believe that. He was ready to take first, so one down and a strikeout here for Ryan Kaiser. That's his first of the game, and this brings up Joey Spence. Out of Notre Dame and from West Bend, Wisconsin, batting a 200. So Spence, two RBIs and three hits, one down here in the top of the first. Kaiser comes set, and backing away is Spence out of the batter's box, and the catcher having to readjust his gloves. So Drew Townsend at first, Grant Ross at second, one down. Chinooks have a hit. And now Kaiser sets, kicks, and fires on the inside, but goes up and away for a ball, 1-0. One down. Rafters looking to halt this attack early from the Chinooks. Kaiser, the 1-0, swinging a ground ball over to third. At Degatti, the throw to second. One more to first, and a double play. That's why this team has the highest infield percentage in the league, just like that. So, Rafters hold the Chinooks to no runs, 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
The bottom of the first we go as Nolan Sailors in the leadoff position. He's had one hit, six at-bats, batting a 167. So Sailors, the Creighton product. Sailors, Basir, and Bobo are the leadoff people for the Rafters. So Colin Daly getting the start on the mound out of the University of St. Thomas and from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. He's appeared in four games with 7 2/3 innings of work. Has allowed 3 hits and 5 runs, but he's acquired 11 strikeouts. He appeared against Wisconsin Rapids back on May the 30th. He had 3 strikeouts in 1 inning on the mound. So against Nolan Sailors, the lefty, who's batting a 167. And the Creighton product from Omaha, Nebraska, sees a ball up and away, 1-0. So slotted in at center field today. As the 1-0 comes inside, swinging a ball that goes into left field, past Josh Overbeek, and Nolan Sailors starts things off with a leadoff single. So now Jack Basir is due up. So Basir slotted in at first base today. And a guy that's batting a 316, 18 hits on 57 at-bats as he sees a ball on the inside. So a leadoff single for Lakeshore on the top of the first ends in no runs. And the Rafters leadoff single from Sailors here in the bottom half of the inning. The question is, are they going to get any runs? That's up for grabs as the 1-0 comes down low for ball 2-0. So Colin Daly on the mound, Joey Spence at catcher, Will Johannes at first, Brady Council at second, Josh Overbeek at third, Grant Ross at shortstop as the pickoff attempt over at first, and sliding back to the bag in time is Sailors. Gabe Ressler at left field, Avery Owusu-Asedu in center, and Drew Townsend slotted in at right field. Daly comes set, serves the 2-0 way outside, but finding the zone, looked outside, but just paints the right edge of the zone. 2-1. So Basir yesterday went 2-for-4 and drove in an RBI as that ball comes inside for the third ball. 3-1. Basir out of Pleasanton, California. He's had one home run this season with 9 runs. Daly looks and fires a 3-1, fouled off on the backside, but Nolan Sailors was heading towards second, looking to steal the base. 3 balls, 2 strikes, full count. Sailors at first. The count runs full. Coming set, kicking, and firing is the 3-2. Pulled out on the right side in foul play. So 3-2 once again. Sailors was able to get on first off of a ground ball that went in the left field. He leads off at first. Daly, the payoff. popped out back on the right side. Out of play once again. So staying alive in this inning, is in this at-bat, is Jack Passier. Passier, a guy that batted a 345 on 168 at-bats at Pepperdine. Just incredible numbers. The 3-2 inside, and that ball pulled into the left field line. Heading around for second. Heading to third is Sailors. And Passier gets over to second with a double. Excellent shot there from Jack Passier into the left field side. And so the Rafters, back-to-back hits. This time it comes at the hands of the Pepperdine product, Jack Passier.
Number 21, Brendan Bobo.
So Passier at second and Nolan Sailors at third. Brendan Bobo is due up. Rafters two hits here in the bottom of the first. Nobody down and two runners in scoring position. Can they cash it in? They were able to get two runs in the bottom of the first yesterday from the guy that's on deck right now as Bobo swings and misses on the inside. 0-1. So Daly looks at second. Passier stands there now as the 0-1 inside and fouled on the left side. 0-2. So Brendan Bobo down in the count. No balls, two strikes. Jack Gervich is due up next. The Northwoods League player of the night had three home runs. So nobody down. Daly comes set. Serves the 0-2. Swinging a grounder over to the first baseman and Johannes. Not able to field it in time. Throws it to first and Bobo is safe. So Bobo gets to first. Sailors comes home and the Rafters take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. So Bobo very fortunate that Johannes wasn't able to field it in his glove. Had trouble picking it up. By the time Daly got over to first, Bobo was safe. So Jack Gervich is due up next. Three hits yesterday. One behind the wall to left field, to right field, and to center. Three home runs, five RBI day for Jack Gervich. So definitely should be getting a round of applause as the left-hander steps in. So this advances Passier to third. Bobo's at first. Bobo happy to see himself on base as Daly comes in and fires and finds his zone for a strike. Nobody down, though, which is the important thing. Zero balls, one strike. Batting a 345 as he pops one out on the left side. Said 10 hits on 29 at-bats, 12 RBIs, leads the team after a five RBI day yesterday. Bobo at first, Passier stands at third. Daly comes set, kicks, winds, and serves the 0-2 and paints the left edge, but just outside of the zone. That looked like that came across home plate, but one ball and two strikes. Colin Daly, a Cedarburg, Wisconsin native, fires the 1-2. Swinging a line drive that goes over the third baseman in Overbeek. Drops into left field. Passier gets home. Bobo advances to second. And Jack Gervich picking up right where he left off with a base hit. So just what you needed from the San Diego product. Rafters up to three hits now. And nobody down as Shane Taylor is due up. So Bobo at second now. Rafters have a rally going. They lead 2-0. Coming set and serving inside. Taylor backs away for a ball 1-0. Rafters lead 2-0. One ball, no strikes. The set to serve and finds the inside of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Shane Taylor, the Utah Tech product out of Las Vegas, Nevada, batting a .324. One ball, one strike. Coming set is Daly. He looks at second. Bobo, the big leadoff, the 1-1. And Taylor shows bunt, backs away just as that ball was coming into the zone. But it finds outside, so a ball, 2-1. Two balls a strike, the 2-1. Taylor swinging a miss upstairs for strike number two. So the Rafters have the bats going early, and they lead 2-0. As Shane Taylor went 1-for-3 yesterday and was walked. Able to get one of the 8 hits for the Rafters. The 2-2 inside, swinging a ground ball over to Johannes at first. Has trouble fielding it again. Colin Daly meets him at the bag and tags the rubber before Taylor can get there. But that advances the runners. Gervich at second and Bobo at third. So Anthony Gallison is due up. The Coastal Carolina product. It was at 4 hits on 23 at-bats with 4 RBIs. Batting a .174. Gallison comes set, and Daly fires away, but sees the ball 1-0. So Brendan Bobo at third, Gurevich at second. Colin Daly sets and serves the 1-0 as Gallison dings a ball out on the right field line. That pulls foul. 1-1. One down. Rafters lead 2-0. 3 hits. And Nolan Saylor's Jack Basir and Jack Gurevich responsible for that. Daly sets. Kicks, winds, and fires. The 1-1, Gallison pops it in the air, and heading after it is the right fielder. That drops on the right field line. Bobo gets home, and that advances the runners. Gallison gets to second, and Gurevich at third. Much needed as Anthony Gallison, an RBI. He tips his cap over to the dugout, and the Rafters in onslaught here early. They lead 3-0. An RBI double from the Coastal Carolina products. Jorge Degatti is due up, the Indiana products, batting a .333. He's at 4 hits on 12 at-bats and 2 RBIs. So Gurevich stands at third now. Gallison at second. There's only one down as Daly fires in a curveball and sees a strike 0-1. So Brendan Bobo very happy to cross home plate. First time he's done that this season. The 0-1 slider comes in way low. Down 4, ball 1-1. So Degatti out of Miami, Florida, plays in the Big Ten for Indiana. Slotted in at third base today. The 1-1 as he flies the bat, loses the bat while doing so. The bat goes into the crowd. Oh, my gosh. That was wild. Jorge Degatti, as he swung the bat, let go of the bat. That bat flew in over the dugout of the Rafters and went into the stands. Fortunate for the fans that they're okay. One ball, two strikes, and one out. That was scary. One down. And one ball and two strikes. So the Rafters, four hits, and DeGatti will have to hold on to the bat this time. So Daly comes set, serves the 1-2, swing and a miss outside for strike number three and out number two. A wild sequence there from Jorge DeGatti. So Hogan Holigso is due up out of Creighton from Omaha, Nebraska. So Holigso is due up from Omaha, Nebraska. Comes set, up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Gallison at second, Gervich at third. 1-0 count with two down. Daly sets and delivers way down low and in the dirt for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Hogan Holigso. The Creighton product sees the 2-0, and that comes outside of the zone for a ball. Holigso's had no hits on only two at-bats, though. He was walked once. Creighton Blue Jay, who was a big part of their batting average this season, batted a .314 as a pitch comes in and hits the glove of Joey Spence and rolls behind him. Gervich thought about taking home, but the ball was too close to the plate for him to get there in time. Three balls, a strike. Gallison at second. Gervich stands at third. Rafters lead 3-0. An avalanche of hits here in the bottom of the first. The 3-1. Swing and a miss outside for strike number two. So a full count with two down. Hogan Holigso, the third catcher to come into camp for the Rafters. Two down, the full count way on the inside edge for ball number four. Holigso backs up. Now he'll take first. So the base is juiced with James Castagnola due up. So Castagnola has appeared in three games. He's had three at-bats, and all those have been walks. So coach for Chinook's coming out, having a war with his pitcher, Colin Daly. Daly on the mound with all the Lakeshore infield, having a word with each other. They've already given up three runs. The Rafters have looked impressive on the offensive end. But the question is, can they get it done? Can they keep going? Two down. Holigso at first. Gallison at second. And Jack Gervich at third. Coach for the Chinooks will head back towards the dugout. The manager, the field manager, Trevor Cho, he's in the dugout right now, so bases loaded. Daly will come set. He'll serve on Castagnola as he sees outside for a ball, 1-0. Big bottom of the first inning. Rafters lead 3-0 on four hits. Setting and serving way outside for Daly. 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. And the base is loaded. James Castagnola out of the University of California, Irvine, from San Diego, sees the 2-0. Up and away once again for ball number three. So the Rafters, one more ball away from driving in their fourth run, here in the bottom of the first. Two down. Daly delivers a 3-0 and finds the zone for strike 3-1. Three balls, one strike. two down. The 3-1, swing and a miss outside for strike two. So Daly has done well to fight back in the count. Now the count runs full at 3-2. Daly kicks and fires. The payoff, swing and a miss outside for strike and number three. So three straight strikes for Colin Daly, but the Raptors get three runs and four hits as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
To the top of the second inning we go as Brady Council, the second baseman, is due up. So Council, Overbeek, and Johannes are all set to bat here in the top of the second inning. Raptors lead 3-0. They've out-hit Lakeshore 4-1. So an avalanche of hits in the bottom of the first. As we are here in the top of the second now, Kaiser throws and finds a strike. He's ahead in the count. Council, yesterday, hit a home run to left center field. He was 1-for-4, and the only hit was that solo shot. As Kaiser throws on the outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ryan Kaiser fires as a swing and a drive that drops into center field before Sailors can get to it. And then a leadoff single once again for the Chinooks in back-to-back innings. This time it's the Minnesota product, Brady Council. So Josh Overbeek will step in. Overbeek, the third baseman out of Cisco Junior College from Cincinnati, Ohio. Did not record a hit yesterday. He struck out on 3 out of 4 times at the plate. So Overbeek batting a 203. He's at 14 hits and 7 RBIs as Kaiser delivers a ball up and away, 1-0. Council leads off at first. And comes set and pickoff attempt over at first, but getting back to the bag in time was Council. So Overbeek set 10 runs as he steps out of the batter's box. Comes set, so the left-hander on the right-handed pitcher of Kaiser. Kaiser fires the 1-0 right down Main Street for a strike. One ball, one strike. Council at first. Kaiser sets. Kicks and serves the 1-1. Down to the dirt. That ball goes away from Holigso. And stealing second is Council. So a runner in scoring position. Nobody down. And a wild pitch turns out to be okay for the Lakeshore Chinooks. Two balls, a strike. Two-one. Kizer sets in and down in the dirt once again, but that finds just low for a strike. 2-2. That looked like that ball hit the dirt right before, but turns out to be a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Ryan Kizer digs in. He's had one strikeout so far as he looks over at second, and Castagnoli, the shortstop, able to catch it, but counsels back in time. So a violation. So it's a violation here, a warning, as Kirk Schreiner having a word with the third base umpire, Gary Glover. So the crew chief and Schreiner steps out on the bat. So Schreiner having a word, but Gary Glover telling him to back off. Kirk Schreiner not too happy about that. Three balls, two strikes, so it was a warning on Ryan Kizer. So this puts it out of full count. The 3-2. Swing and a pop-up on the left side out in the concession stand area. And that drops right before somebody was very close. And gosh, nobody got hit there. So Josh Overbeek, 3-2. The 3-2 popped out left side once again, out of play. Count runs full. Nobody down here, top of the second. Six combined hits. We've only are in the top of the second inning. So a lot of offense here early. Kizer looks at second, comes set and serves. A three, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three and out number one. That's Ryan Kizer's second strikeout of the day, and it comes true on Josh Overbeek. So Will Johannes is due up, the first baseman out of Madison College. Batting a 120. Yesterday went 0-4, struck out twice. As Kizer comes set and serves out away for a ball. Council still at second. As Chinooks had a leadoff single for the second straight inning. Haven't been able to cash it in so far. The 1-0 comes in, popped out, back out on the right side. For a strike, 1-1. Cloudy and windy afternoon here in Wisconsin Rapids. 80 degrees, though. Kizer, look at second, serve the 1-1, up and away, and out of the zone for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Brady Council stays at second. He's looking towards third as he stutter steps over. That comes in for a strike for Kizer, 2-2. One down, top of the second. Rafters lead 3-0. Ryan Kizer recording his sixth and seventh strikeout this season as he throws down low for a ball. 3-2, a full count with one down. Chinooks two hits, Rafters four. Kizer comes set and delivers a 3-2 outside for ball number four. That's going to put Johannes up at first. Council stays at second. And now the DH, Jason Schaaf, is due up. So the Missouri State products from Las Vegas batting a 333. One hit on three at-bats. So Johanna is at first. At second is Council. Coming set and serving. Up and away for a ball. 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Jason Schaaf, who's had 2 RBIs on that hit. Johannes at first and Council at second. Kaiser throws in and sees the ball once again. He's down in the count, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, and 1 down. Alexo having a word with his pitcher, Kaiser. Taylor's went towards the infield, but Shane Taylor's at second. One down. 2 balls, no strikes. Ryan Kaiser. Digging in. Setting. Kicking, winding, and serving. The 2-0. He pops it out on the right side as Schaaf. 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. At first is Johannes. At second is Council. The 2-1 paints the right edge of the zone. But a steal attempt, and Kaiser was going to throw over to Degatti, but Council slides and gets in safe. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, and Council gets to third. A successful steal attempt once again. So that's a second stolen base attempt. Comes 2 for 2. 1 down. The count runs at deuces. The 2-2 popped out on the back side. Counts at 2 apiece. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. Kaiser fires the 2-2 down and away for a ball. So once again, a full count, 3-2. Schnucks looking to drive in their first run as the 3-2 comes in for Kaiser. Swinging a ball popped into center field and coming under it and making the grab is Sailors. Tagging up at third, heading for home is Council, and he'll get there on time for the first run. So a sac fly RBI for Jason Schaaf drives in Brady Council, and the Chinooks are on the board. They cut the deficit to 2 now, 3-1. So Gabe Ressler. So Ressler out of Madison College. And the left fielder from Rockton, Illinois, batting a 296. Kaiser comes in and finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. Two down. Johanna stays at first. As the 0-1. A wild ball, but a swing and a miss. That was up and away. So an 0-2 count. Six combined hits between these two teams. Four for the Raptors. They lead 3-1 as the 0-2 and popped out backside. That goes off of the knee of Alexo. So the umpire going on the mound and giving Kaiser a new ball. No balls, 2 strikes. Johanna stays at first A sack fly RBI from Jason Schaaf, which allowed Council to get home, has put Lakeshore on the board. 3 balls, 3 runs to 1 in favor of the Rafters as the 0-2 comes in and is a ball 1-2. Two down, the 1-2, swinging a pop-up into the first baseman of Jack Basir, running under it and making the grab for the third out. So the Rafters give up a run, but they still lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 85. Lows level off around 58. Tomorrow night, clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the second, we go. And reminding you, this game is brought to you by Comfort Air. Strike out the summer heat with a new AC from your local experts. So, a pitching change in store for the Lakeshore Chinooks. Mitch Alba out of Eastern Illinois, a rising redshirt junior, who's had one game, appeared in 2 2/3 innings of work, allowing 2 hits, 4 runs, and he's also had 2 strikeouts. So Colin Daly's day is done as Sailors taps a ball out on the right side out of play on one. In the rule is in the Northwoods League, if you pitch 35 or more pitches in an inning, you cannot come back in. And that's, well, exactly what happened for Daly. So his day is done as the ball comes upstairs 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. The 1-1, Sailors drives a ball out on the left field side, out of play, 1-2. So Sailors was able to get things started off with a base hit as he swings and pulls a ball into the left fielder of Wrestler, reaches out and makes an easy grab. 1 down. So Jack Basir, who got a double on his last at-bat, is due up. Basir had 2 hits on 4 at-bats yesterday and drove in an RBI. The Rafters lead 3-1. First pitch on the way. Basir pops a ball out on the right field side. Running after it is Drew Townsend and does not make the grab in time. That ball got away from him. So it comes in for a strike. No balls, a strike, and 1 down here in the bottom of the second. 6 combined hits, 4 to the Rafters, 2 to the Chinooks, and Lakeshore has an error. Rafters do not, as of now. Swing, and a ball popped into shallow left center, and once again, Gabe Wrestler comes and make an easy grab for two down. So two flown out as Brendan Bobo is due up and was able to get to first off of an error from the first baseman, Will Johannes, on his last at bat. So Johannes, that's the only error, and that belonged to him, so they'd have to shake that off as Mitch Alba out of Franklin, Wisconsin, comes set. Bobo swings and pulls a ball into the left center gap, dropping on a one-hop bounce before Owusu Asedu can get to it, and getting a double is Bobo. So finally, Brendan Bobo's first hit comes true in his second at-bat here today. Much needed for Bobo. So that's the fifth hit for the Rafters, and Brendan Bobo. Well, it was about time. Only took him 13 at-bats, but that's a good sign for the Rafters. Perhaps getting the monkey off the bat, to coin a phrase. First pitch on the way. Gurevich pulls the ball out on left field side in foul territory. No balls, a strike. Bobo at second. Bobo needed it. He stands at second. Two down. The 0-1 from Alba. And Gurevich swinging a miss down low for strike two. No balls, two strikes. And two outs here in bottom of the second. Alba played for the Green Bay Rockers back in 2021. Only appeared in two games and seven innings of work. So this is his second team in his third season. As the 0-2, Gurevich swings in a ground ball over to Council at second. The flip over to first is right on time for the third out. So the Rafters still lead 3-1, but Brendan Bobo gets his first hit. Perhaps something's brewing for him. Rafters lead is up by two. We'll head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
So leading off is Grant Ross, the shortstop. We turn to the top of the order. So Ross, who got a base hit on his last at-bat, is due up. Rafters lead 3-1. As Ryan Kaiser remains on the mound, sets and delivers right down the plate for a strike. 0-1. Bobo was able to record his first hit as he got a double into left center. But other than that, Rafters weren't able to cash in as the 0-1 hooks into right field, drops before Bobo can.